Stab Abby and Matt, 23 past 7 here at Brisbane's Hit 105.
Might see the billboards around town at the moment asking, when have you been ruthless? And you can join the conversation now at Loud. That's LOWD.com.au. If you've got a suggestion, or call us now on 131060 and give us examples of when you've been ruthless.
Jess in Hillcrest, what have you done?
So Christmas time, we did our shopping at Garden City, Westfield.
Uh-huh.
We ended up with 2 full trolleys of Christmas presents, and I said to my partner, no, we have to go back to the car and get rid of them. He goes, we can't, everyone's going to think we're leaving. So we were those people that took 2 full trolleys out and emptied them into the boot while I stood there and said to people, I'm so sorry, we're not leaving. And I said to him, so many people are swearing at us and driving off, throwing their hands in the air. I felt horrible, but it was pretty ruthless. So
yeah, but at least you were honest and said, sorry, we're not moving.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I stood there straight. I felt horrible. I'm like, no, please don't stay. We're not going anywhere.
Alex, you're in Albany Creek. When have you been ruthless?
Hey, I worked at a place with a lot of people, and so when my lunch gets continually stolen, I got a little bit upset, and I knew I was never going to find out who it was, so I said to the boss, hey, look, I don't care who took my lunch, but they should go to the hospital immediately because I have some serious medication crushed up in there. Needless to say, when someone left an hour later, I'm like, ha, gotcha, you bastard.
Ruthless. Ruthless.
That's good.
Yes. Just to let you know, there's Viagra in that chicken sandwich. Stand by and wait.
Why would there be Viagra? Glenn from Sherwood.
Why would there not be, mate?
Okay, good point. When have you been ruthless there, buddy?
So I used to work in hospitality as a bartender, and whenever ladies would come up to the bar and they'd probably had a little too much more than they should have, I'd offer them a H2O surprise. So I'd grab out the martini cocktail glass and fill it up with water, put the straw in, set it up on the bar for them. So,
oh, that's hilarious.
That was me being ruthless.
I laugh like I haven't received one of those.
Did you charge them full tote still for a...
No, I couldn't do that. I'm not that ruthless.
Did you at least put an olive in it?
That's really cute.
Depended on the time, how busy the bar was. If it was quite quiet, I'd do the full show and put it in the shaker with some ice and shake it up.
H2O surprise.
This is another good one that came through loud.com.au. Hiding items at sales and coming back for them. You know when you see that one that's the last one, you're unsure, so you just sort of scrunch it up, put it to the back of a shelf somewhere, come and get it again next time around.
Ruthless.
I like it.
This should be very ruthless because it's anonymous. Anonymous, when have you been ruthless?
Okay, so I received a call at work, and it was an older lady. She came across as, like, she was yelling at me over the phone. So I moved my headpiece away, and she's like, I can't hear you, I can't hear you. And then she said, oh, well, I'll turn up my headpiece, because she was deaf. Uh-huh. And then she's turned up her headpiece, and I've moved my headpiece back to my mouth. I was like, can you hear me now? And she's like, oh, my God, are you yelling in my ear? And she's just, like, flipped out. And I was like, well... You're yelling at me first.
Anonymous, a question for you. When you say to us in the call centre, I'm just going to pop you on hold.
Yes.
Do you just mute your microphone and then listen to us bitching you out on the other end of the phone?
Do you know what? I'm going to leave that one no comment.
That's a yes.
Oh, that's a yes.
I knew it. Yes.
Yes.
I knew it.
Especially at insurance companies, they do it deliberately. Yes. Yeah.
He's falling for it. He thinks we had a Picasso.
Yes. Right on. Hey, we're going to throw you anonymous. You're going to have to give us your name because we're going to send you $100 to go to Cheeky Pokey Bar, okay?
Oh, cheers. Much appreciated. Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome.
A delicious fusion of Hawaiian and Japanese with a unique twist. CheekyPokeyBar.com.au. Stand by. The latest in Scoopla next. And Delta Goodrum on the air after 7:30.